Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and got Mike Marosco in the studio with me. Don's going to be back next week. He's out hunting, and we're going to do a full deer report that week. But I will say that nearly 73,000 deer were checked in the week-long gun hunting season. And we'll do the totals for the counties and stuff like that. Coshocton looks like they led the way. We're going to do a full report next week when Don's back. Also, I'm going to give you one more week to send in your recipe of the week. If you would like to submit a recipe, send it to outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. You can go to the Highway 103 link and look for Don and I's smiling face. Click on the banner there. It'll take you to our page. And don't forget, if you missed or only got part of this broadcast, it's re-aired Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the AM station 1240.
Yep. Oops.
Anyways, well, it's that time when Don usually gives us a lot of information on this day, stuff that happened on this day in history. And this week, I recruited Mike. You're going to do it for us, right?
There you go, I guess.
Mike Marosco is going to give us this day in history.
So, 1776. How do you say it again?
Oh, wow. Pi Beta.
Pi Beta.
Kappa.
Kappa, there you go. Is founded while Army founders.
There you go.
Yeah. 1839, George Custer is born.
There you go.
Yep. 1873, Boston Belfry murderer kills his first victim. 1876, hundreds die in Brooklyn Theater fire.
Don's kind of doom and gloom on this one, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to have to pick on him about that one.
1933, Prohibition. Prohibition ends.
Yeah. You know that you know what that was all about?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol, yeah.
See, a distant family member was part of that what eventually became the Seagram's Company.
Completely illegal at a time?
It was completely illegal at a time, and that was part of the growth of the mob. Basically, the Italian and Irish mob, that's how they grew. And
I should have paid attention more in history class.
Not here. There was one city up until several years ago that still, it was the national headquarters for the Anti-Prohibition League, and it was in Westerville, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
1945, aircraft squadron lost in Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 1964, Army captain awarded first Medal of Honor for action in Vietnam.
Gotcha.
1970, North Vietnam announces it will not be admitted by V.S. bombings. 1978, USSR and Afghanistan sign friendship treaty. 1984, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know who Eddie Murphy is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. 2000, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Soundtrack released.
It was a big gospel stuff that, I mean, a lot of great artists on it.
A lot of
great artists was on that. It's a good movie, kind of funny, comical, good stuff there. So also we have the tip of the week. You think you can handle that one?
Yeah, I think I got it.
All right.
Once most of hunting seasons are over with, it would be a good time to take inventory on all your firearms, writing down the manufacturer model number and serial numbers. This is also a good time to inspect them, lightly oil them, arrange them in your gun safe in a way that mostly used are in front and hardly ever used are in the back, keeping good records in two locations in case of theft or fire. Make sure they are all clean and ready for the next season.
Good deal. That sounds like a good tip from Don there.
Yeah, that's our
tip of the week. Again, he's in the woods. I do want to remind folks, we were talking off mic, Uncle Killer's Grilling and Chilling Allspice. Go to Mike's UncleKillers.com website. Also, the reason I wanted him in during this time of year, and he just told me, he said, it gets a lot of compliments with this being on venison. So gives you a place to think about maybe spicing up that next venison dinner. So, good deal. Again, it's available at a couple places, isn't it, Mike? I know the Wine Rack, Giacomo's, and then you've got one other place, too, you just tell me about.
Route 69.
Yep, Route 60 North Exxon. So you get out there and get a chance to look for Uncle Killer's spices. I appreciate you being on and talking with us a little bit about racing and hunting and some of your life experiences. That's a great thing. So, Mike, I appreciate you being on, giving us no some problem. Music this week.
Appreciate you having me.
Hope that we can, you know, find you out in some places playing soon and all that. Getting through school. Now, is this the senior year?
This is the junior year.
Junior year. Junior okay, year, that's yep. right. I always forget yep. that. Okay, junior year. So you got one more year.
I've got one more and I'm done.
You're done.
I'm looking forward to it.
I got my last two seniors right now, and I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to it. I told somebody there'll be no more, you know, I'm giving my seats up. So I say that until somebody goes to a playoff game or something like that. But anyways. I also wanted to remind folks, too, that you can still get the NRA hunting calendars. It's a great gift to give, $50, 17 cents a chance, 290 guns given away throughout the year. You can get those at American Light. You also can go down to the car lot. I'll have them for about another week here, and then they'll have to start turning everything in. Also, you can email Don at outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. And you can request him to meet up with you. Also, Diddy's Downtown Deli. And if you have you eaten down there yet?
Not.
Good place. Good place. So I'd go down there and see DJ and those guys and have a good sandwich and buy yourself a calendar. A good place to go eat. Don challenged me to get there last week, and that's what I kind of did. Next week, we're going to be talking with Chris Gilkey. Chris Gilkey is a wildlife officer in the Athens County area. And he is going to be spearheading a new program for the state of Ohio. Each district will soon have its own canine unit. So something new to the state of Ohio. It's going to be a lot of great information. I encourage everybody to listen next week. Chris is really knowledgeable about what he's talking about. I've never seen a guy work harder to give to the conservation community. The hours that Chris has logged with donating his time and energy to helping conservation groups throughout the state is just unheard of. So it's going to be a big opportunity for folks to hear the passion from a guy who's out in the woods every day. So anyways, Mike, we got anything else we got to cover?
Nope.
Good holidays. Yeah. Okay. I got to kill some time here. Can you imagine that? Anyways, so my recipe this week is going to just be a little guide to making some black pepper jerky, and you can use beef or venison. I know a lot of guys are trying to think what to do with their venison. This will give you a step-by-step opportunity to kind of do that. That will be our my recipe of the week is black pepper jerky. Probably wouldn't hurt you to find some Uncle Killer's seasoning, too, and make yourself some jerky that way too. Great way to do that. What's Dad do with all the deer you guys get?
Gives away a lot of the hamburger.
Right. Mom doesn't eat it. What does she?
Mom won't do the hamburger. I don't know what it is, man. We'll mix it. We'll mix it with a little bit of sausage or something, and kind of take the. I don't know. I guess she there's a weird taste or something to her.
But not
I
to mean, me.
Not to me. I can't tell the difference. It's actually it's healthier for you. But a lot of the roast and cuts like that we use in roast potatoes and carrots and stuff like that, and we use that a lot.
Good deal. Mom's a good cook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you're not any bigger than you are.
I don't know either.
Anyways, so that's not going to be something that goes to waste at your house either then.
Oh, no.
Good deal. Well, I do appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us this week. Again, if you haven't participated in our cooking or recipe contest, email us this week. Next week, we're going to pick a winner. It's outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com is the email address. You can send us your favorite recipe. We've got a recipe for possum stew from our own Kentucky Bill, and we had another couple send in some nice stuff. So if you've got a recipe, make sure you get that into us this week, and we'll kind of go from there. Any opportunity you get to go out and hear Mike. Mike, what's the weeks and what's the church that you're at?
First and third Sunday at Kenensburg United Methodist over in Senecaville.
Okay, so a little bit of ways, but
over towards Cambridge. Yeah,
Cambridge?
That's where it is. A little ways away, yeah. But for any further stuff or anything like that, just like my Facebook page and always post where I'm going to be and what I'm doing on there. So
good deal. And I want to give folks the The website again, it's unclekillers.com, and you can find out about Mike's spices there. I recommend it to all those. Appreciate you guys coming in. I know that we're going to have muzzleloader season, where we'll talk about that. Deer report next week from Don. Don's going to come back. Hopefully he got a deer over in Pennsylvania. We got to find out why he's hunting over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's great opportunity here, isn't there? So we'll have to pick on him about that a little bit, and he'll be back with his tip of the week, and Mike and I won't have to stumble through it next week. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll let the pro do it.
Let the pro
Anyways.
Do it.
Well, folks, if you didn't catch the show in its entirety, again, I want to remind you that it's playing Saturday morning on AM 1240 at 6 a.m., and then I'll give you an opportunity to check it out and hear it rebroadcast. I recommend that you do that, and listen to Mike's music on there another time. So, well, folks, we're going to join you next week here at 7 o'clock. It'll be our final show of the season. The 12th is our final show. We'll do our big deer report then. And I'd like to thank our sponsors and remind you to get out to them and buy some of them gift certificates from them, or at least thank them for sponsoring the show. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.